With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of inspiring listening. The great 50 days of Easter continue on today's edition of With Heart and Voice as we move through the season known as Eastertide. Just as the season of Christmas begins on Christmas Day and culminates at Epiphany, the season of Easter spans 50 days leading to the day of Pentecost. So on today's program, we'll listen to stirring choral and organ music reflecting the resurrection with pieces by Antonio Vivaldi, William Albright, Grayston Ives, John Rutter, and others. We'll begin with joyous music of J.S. Bach. His Fugue à la Gigue is infectious in its rhythmic drive, and we'll hear a recording of a live performance given by Jan Krabel on the recent new instrument by Quimby Organ Builders at Fourth Presbyterian Church in Chicago.
Thank you.
John Scott's festive arrangement of the hymn tune Unser Herrscher sets the words, He is risen, He is risen. We heard the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys with organist Jeremy Bruns and the St. Thomas Brass. All were conducted by John Scott. We began with the jaunty Fugue à la Gigue by Johann Sebastian Bach as performed by Jan Krabel at Fourth Presbyterian Church in Chicago. Psalm 114 recalls the deliverance of Israel from captivity and bondage in Egypt. And next, we'll listen to a setting for choir and orchestra by Baroque master Antonio Vivaldi. The John Aldus Choir sings In Exitu Israel, accompanied by the English Chamber Orchestra. Vittorio Negri conducts.
Thank you.
Exitu Israel, a setting of Psalm 114 by Antonio Vivaldi. Vittorio Negri led the John Aldus Choir and English Chamber Orchestra. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Horatio Parker was a leading figure in American classical music in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, serving as dean of the School of Music at Yale and conductor of the New Haven Symphony. One of his most performed pieces of church music is his Easter anthem, Lights Glittering Morn, which is notable for its incorporation of the hymn, The Strife is O'er, within portions of this multi-sectional piece. We'll hear the combined choirs of the Washington National Cathedral and Grace Cathedral San Francisco with directors Douglas Major and John Fenstermaker. Robert Lehman accompanies at the organ, joined by a brass ensemble. Lights Glittering Morn by Horatio Parker was sung by the combined choirs of Grace Cathedral San Francisco and the Washington National Cathedral. John Fenstermaker and Douglas Major directed the respective choirs at the time of the recording. John Barnard's tune Guiding Power sets words of a soaring hymn text by Michael Saward, an Anglican priest and one-time canon at St. Paul's Cathedral, London, from 1991 to 2000. Malcolm Archer leads the choir of Wells Cathedral as they sing Christ Triumphant, Ever Reigning. The choir of Wells Cathedral, led by Malcolm Archer, sang the hymn Christ Triumphant, Ever Reigning. Rupert Goff played the organ. French Renaissance composer Jean Lhermitte was a pupil of Josquin des Prez and later lived and studied in Italy. He was known as a composer of motets, and we'll hear his motet based on a matins responsory for Easter Day, Surrexit Pastor Bonus, The Good Shepherd Has Arisen. Stile Antico performs. Stile Antico sang the motet Surrexit Pastor Bonus by Renaissance composer Jean Leritier. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. It's always a challenge for a composer to craft a new melody for words that are strongly associated with a particular tune already. At the same time, such new musical garb can often illuminate the meaning of the text in fresh ways for the listener and singer. Such is the case with our next selection, a beautifully written tune by Bruce Neswick to the words, "In the cross of Christ I glory." We'll hear the choir of Grace Cathedral San Francisco, led by Benjamin Bachman. In the Cross of Christ I Glory, with a new tune by Bruce Neswick, was sung by the choir of Grace Cathedral, San Francisco. Another perhaps more daring new tune was composed by William Albright for a 20th century hymn text, "Look There, the Christ Our Brother Comes," by John Bennett. This rollicking hymn setting is perhaps best suited for a choir to sing, but its infectious refrain can be enjoyed by all. Benjamin Bachman again leads the choir of Grace Cathedral, San Francisco. Thomas Joyce plays the organ. The hymn, Look There, the Christ Our Brother Comes, with tune by William Albright, was sung by the choir of Grace Cathedral, San Francisco. A third hymn appropriate to the season, though a bit more sedate, is a lovely arrangement of The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, in which John Rutter sets the tune St. Columba for choir and harp. The Cambridge singers are led by the composer, with harpist Thelma Owen. The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, as arranged by John Rutter, who led the Cambridge Singers. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Bill Ives, who composes under his given name Grayston Ives, was commissioned to write a setting of the Te Deum, one of the oldest hymns of the church, for the enthronement of George Carey as 103rd Archbishop of Canterbury in 1991. Fitting the occasion, Mr. Ives composed a magnificent setting for choir, organ, and brass, the Canterbury Te Deum. We'll hear it performed by the choir of Magdalen College, Oxford, directed by the composer.
Thank you.
Bill Ives led the choir of Magdalen College, Oxford, in his own brilliant Canterbury Te Deum. Organ music of Dietrich Buxtehude is next, as we listen to his bright and festive Preludium in C. It begins with a bravura pedal passage answered with strong chords and flashing scales before proceeding with two more contrapuntal sections. It all leads to a sturdy chaconne, a dance form built on a recurring bass line. Peter King performs on the organ of Bath Abbey.
Thank you.
The Preludium in C by Dietrich Buxtehude was played by Peter King on the Kleiss organ of Bath Abbey. Thank you for joining me for today's program, which has continued the celebration of the great 50 days of Easter. I hope you've enjoyed the musical selections and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can listen to this and other programs on the web and find more information at withheartandvoice.org. We're also on social media. Find us on Facebook or on Twitter at @WHeartAndVoice. We always welcome email, which can be sent to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Happy Easter once again, and I hope you'll join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.